Hello listeners, today I'm speaking with Miss Kelsey Taylor, drama teacher and theatre production director of The Shot, and cast member Sophia Lydiard, who is also our council leader for creative arts?
Performing arts.
And Bianca Vakiec, who is a cast member of The Shot. So welcome.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
Lovely to see you. So Kelsey, The Shot is by a playwright we both know and love.
Yes.
Angela Betsian.
Yes.
Tell us about the play.
The Shot is a really new contemporary play, and it's a really interesting one that explores the story of a photojournalist who boards this plane thinking that it's going to be a normal flight, until she soon discovers that the other passengers on the plane are actually the other subjects of the photographs that she's taken over the years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it really pulls into question the ethics around photojournalism,
mm-hmm.
and whether or not it is actually a forum that can create change through photos, or whether or not we're just preying on people's vulnerable moments.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at this time that we're at in society, where it's easier now than ever to take a photo.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to pull out your phone and record things without a second thought and post them, that it is good to question whether or not, you know, we are doing the right thing.
Whether that's ethical.
Yeah.
And does it explore who the people are behind the photo?
Yes, and explores and unpacks their stories.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these photographs, these people are quite angry at our photojournalist,
mm-hmm.
and really want her to, you know, be held accountable for what she's done.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I have read the play. It's a while ago, so it's like a hybrid theatre concept.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell our audience, Sophia, what does that mean? What will they expect when they see this on stage?
It's not like any other conventional play I think you'd watch. I feel like it does really force you to question a lot of things, as would any kind of contemporary text. But like Miss Taylor was saying, I think in this day and age where it's so important, where social media is such a huge platform where you can promote positive things and also negative things can be promoted, I think it's really important for audiences to see that on stage and not just through social media.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about how does it play out in terms of dramatic action on stage? Do you actually start in an aeroplane?
Well, it is very physical theatre based,
right.
Which is very new for me, and I think for lots of the ensemble cast as well. And I don't want to give too much away,
right.
but there are moments where you do see the actual plane, but there are moments where it's not a plane, where it might be an illusion, and I think that all just really plays into what the photojournalist is feeling,
mm-hmm.
and also the characters she interacts with and how they're feeling, and that does majorly affect the setting and where she is,
mm-hmm.
and the dramatic action on stage.
Okay, so Bianca, is the photojournalist played by one actor?
Yes, we are having one actress
mm-hmm.
play photojournalist. We're having Mattia Page.
Okay.
And the rest of us are ensemble members. We have 3 flight attendants, and then some ensemble members will have like breakout characters
mm-hmm.
that interact with the photojournalist like one-on-one, and yeah.
Mm.
Mm.
Okay, great. And so we're going to see a lot of movement on stage. Do we have a set?
Well, we do often use chairs in our production. That's something we are still mastering right now.
Mm-hmm.
Chairs sound like a simple thing, but they really aren't.
Mm-hmm.
They're loud, so
yes.
you have to kind of work around that. But we do primarily focus on physical theatre
yeah.
and really showing setting through placement on stage, like centre stage, downstage,
yeah,
centre.
Yeah, we do use like different thirds to show different things at multiple
mm-hmm.
times. We have lots of props and
yeah.
photos, physical photos that
okay.
we are
that you're
showing
projecting.
And projecting.
Okay,
yeah.
great. And so, Kelsey, we've engaged an external artist
mm-hmm.
to help support that. So do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, when we knew that this performance was going to be quite movement-based, we did engage with Shock Therapy Productions, Sam Foster and Hayden Jones,
mm-hmm.
who are professional theatre makers in Brisbane, and that's their specialty, is that movement, physical theatre, telling story through body. And so they've come and rehearsed and directed us a couple of times in the room, which I think has just been an absolutely amazing opportunity for our students to work with industry professionals
yeah.
and extend your skills and, you know, not just work with people you see every day, like your
yeah.
classroom teachers, but other artists who can bring in that other perspective. Yeah. And they've been great.
And we've had a long standing relationship with them because they have often come and perform for our drama students to so they can complete their responding tasks. So that's wonderful. So I'm really excited for this production.
Yeah.
When and where is it?
So our season is the 11th of May to the 13th of May. So we're doing evening shows on the Thursday, Friday and Saturday. And then we've also got a matinee on the Saturday. We are performing at the Queensland Multicultural Centre in Kangaroo Point for the first time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we're very excited to, you know, see audiences there and hear the response from them.
Okay, so listeners, please be aware, tickets sell fast, and as soon as they'll be advertised in the newsletter and the college app when they go live.
Week one, term two, they will go on sale.
There we go. So this podcast will be available week one, term two. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.